Good Morning America. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Henry is not here with me right now, it's Daniela, but he will be joining me in a few. Henry is busy dancing, and with that in mind, do show up to TDC Saturday night. I hope you bought your tickets. It's really no sake of plugging this right now, because I know they got sold out the second that they were on sale. But anyway, I hope you guys are having a good 3-day weekend. I think it's kind of funny, like, when I'm starting here alone at the control board, because I feel so high-tech and official, but I really just know very basics of what I know. If I had to do anything outside of the ordinary, I would be, like, so lost. I have a friend, shout out my friend Abby, if you're listening. She does radio at the University of Rochester. Y'all should listen to her radio as well. And she's, like, in the middle of a station. She's trying to take calls, and she cannot figure out how to get a call on air. And so I'm like, you know, just, like, FaceTime me, show me your control panel. Like, I know what to do. I know these buttons. This is my world. I am Freeform Radio. And, of course, I had no clue what was happening. I was like, is there, like, a phone? Do you see a phone somewhere? No, that's not how it works. Just, like, a kind of false sense of cockiness. But, you know, it's okay, because we still make it work. I hope you guys don't mind the stories. I try to do little bits that, you know, don't target certain people, aren't exclusive. You know, you're not all on the inside jokes. Maybe one of you can get an inside joke, but there are a solid 20 of you listening right now. I checked right before going live, and I want something that all 20 of you can relate to, and that's never going to be possible, but I think Henry and I really do try to keep a solid banter that's always fresh and made up on the spot. But do call in if you want to be part of crafting inside jokes for the radio. We can, I guess, keep one consistent through this. We can all be in on the joke together, because, you know, exclusivity is never fun. So call in. We can keep it exclusive to within the radio show. Let's make some jokes together today. I'm going to open up with a song called Flyin' Like a Fast Train by Kurt Vile. Kurt Vile, I've played him a few times on radio before. He's, like, kind of country, folky. I would compare him to Bob Dylan. Don't get mad at me for saying that. Maybe you wouldn't. This is just an opinion that I have. No one is as good or as original as Bob Dylan. Just Kurt Vile can follow in his tracks. Anyway, while I've cleared my name, don't cancel me, Tufts. He released an album rather recently, and this is probably my favorite off of the album. And I hope that you guys enjoy.
Check now, hey, that's just, yep. Lemonade from the faucet, seeing dragons but they're so pretty, baby. Come on, let's go tear up the city. No, I think we better slow it down. Can't touch a thing, so I take a walk round the block, then I come back and sing. Say, what's weighing you down, kid? We'll try a little lot of everything.
I hope that you guys liked that song. I think it's pretty cool. What do you think, Henry?
Oh, I'm here now. And I like that song.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed some Kurt Vile. Yeah, for my family listening at home, I was in your house at like 10:30 today, and then I left. Now I'm here. I'm in your home again in a different form.
Look at that. Look how that works.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny how these things work.
Did you have a nice time at home, Henry?
I did have a nice time at home.
Can you hear yourself okay? Does this sound normal?
I can't really hear myself, and I don't know if it's, like, the headphones I'm plugged into or not.
If anybody is listening actively and wants to send me a quick text, sorry for the technical difficulties, and say if they can't hear Henry.
Let us know. Oh, wait, can I hear myself? I don't know. I can hear more stuff now, though.
I'm just going to play around for a second and see if anything changes.
Yeah, I am Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Well, with that in mind,
Radiohead.
Yeah, we can just go into the next song then.
Yeah, I haven't played enough Radiohead on the show. That's my takeaway. And
cannot hear Henry. Cannot hear Henry. Do you want to come around to me?
Yeah, I think so.
Come around here. Share this mic.
Okay.
And we'll figure it out during the next song.
We're gonna figure it out later, but basically I put on some Radiohead. I put on In Rainbows. It's an album theirs they put out in like 2012 or something. And I think it's one of my favorite albums of theirs. It's actually like a happy album, which is different from theirs. And you know, it's like spring, it's like almost post spring break, almost spring fling, post spring Passover. And this is a very upbeat song of theirs.
Yeah,
it's the opener.
Do you know what time signature 15 step is in?
No, but I know you know what time signature 15 step is in.
So it kind of goes between, it's like mainly 7-8, but it also has some 5-8 in it. And it's kind of, this is the first song that I drummed in a funky time signature. So it got me into like more creative, like a weird time signature drumming. So yeah. It's significant. Don't look at me like that. It means a lot to me.
It means a lot to me too, because it's a cool song.
Just pointing it out to the listeners who care.
That's, I remember you telling me, I played this once and you were like, I drummed this. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Henry supports me as a drummer. Don't be deterred.
I do.
Except
when I don't.
You know, that's true. In like moments like now.
Yeah, exactly.
While we play 15 step, we'll try to make it so that y'all can hear Henry.
Exactly.
And enjoy. Come on down. That was Manhattan by Cat Power. I hope you guys liked. And guess what?
I can be heard.
You are heard, sir.
You guys can hear me. We fixed all our technical difficulties.
We literally forget everything I said in opening the show. We can do everything.
We can do everything. There is nothing that we are not capable of.
That was really impressive. Look at that.
Yeah. Look at us tech whizzes.
WMFO, if you guys are listening right now, we went to the DJ user handbook and we found out how to fix it. We were resourceful.
We looked at the handbook. We followed the instructions and we knew what to do and we fixed the
problem. We saw the problem. We identified it and we overcame.
We diffused. We delegated. And we WMFO.
We conquered and we changed the DJ control
and we pay-socked.
And we pay-socked.
We pay-socked.
Henry was at home for this entire weekend. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Henry got some good decent family time.
I got very good family time. I talked about my, so my sister's boyfriend was trying to talk to my 14-year-old cousin. And trying to talk about things she was interested in. I was like, oh, what music are you into? Like, do you like Dua Lipa, Doja Cat? And I was like, I love both of them.
How did your sister's boyfriend feel about you saying that?
He was like, I got the wrong demographic.
Henry plays consistent Dua Lipa on the radio.
I do. I will soon. I've listened to a lot of her over this weekend.
Is it your roommate that's into her? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Both of us. We have a poster of her in our
suite.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She's a queen.
Henry, did you have any, when you were home for the holidays, were you like, you know, that infamous Jewish aunt who's like, Henry, how was school? How was college?
Yeah.
How were the ladies? Any ladies?
There's a lot of that. Not so much of the ladies. There's a lot of, whoa.
Uh-oh.
Guys, okay,
I think we just have to.
Yeah, I think that's a sign. They're gonna arrest us soon talking about Dua Lipa.
They weren't listening.
We broke the Dua Lipa laws.
Okay, this is. I feel like the mother of the world or Earth. I can't see the whole title by Smog. And I'll correct this after.
Oh my.
Whether or not there is any type of God, I'm not supposed to say. And today, I don't really care. God is a word, and the argument ends there. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? With two children. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? With two children fighting. When I was a boy, I used to get into it bad with my sister. And when the time came to face the truth, the only tears and sighs. And my mother, my poor mother, would say it does not matter, just stop fighting. Mother of the world. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? With two children.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Henry and I almost missed that song break. We were so caught up talking about our family traditions.
We were bonding about Passover Haggadahs over there in the corner. We almost missed the songs. That was Cat Stevens, Father and Son from Tea for the Tillerman, playing that song because my brother, over the weekend driving back from Passover Seder, pointed out to me that the melody for this is extremely similar to a Flaming Lips song that I think I played a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to sing it?
So the you just heard how the melody goes for there, and the melody for the Flaming Lips song is like, thought I was wrong, thought I was right, thought I was a virtue in always being cool.
And I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's like sort of the same thing.
Oh, thank you for singing. I was afraid to put you on the spot, like you'd like shoot a glare of like fire at me, but you didn't. You just sang.
Also, we had a caller. We had a caller call in.
Sorry, we couldn't pick up. We don't really want to pick up during the song, but please try calling again, like now. Mm-hmm.
Like now, while we're talking, and give you a little bit to try to call in, because we don't like to interrupt the songs that we play.
Okay, so we will go into the next song, but just try again at the next break.
Oh, they're calling in now.
Oh, God, come over here. How do I pick it up?
Wait, are they still? Yes, they are. Okay. Oh, what does the diagram say?
One moment, please.
It says, mic one, our phone on air. I think you slide it up, and then you press once flashing. All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh my God, hello. Who is this?
I'm glad this is Kyle.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm a caller. Thanks for picking up. And I'm glad you guys figured out your technical difficulties. I'm sorry to add to your troubles, but I just wanted to say that In Rainbows was actually released in 2007, not 2012.
Oh!
Henry! How embarrassing.
Dude, oh my God.
Also, it's in 5, not 7.
Okay, you know what? I said it could have been 5. I said it.
But
yeah, you're right.
It's all good.
I noticed
I should
learn
how to drum back too. I also like
Who are you? I'm sorry, Henry.
That's cool. My name's Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
You just listened.
I'm enjoying the tunes, though. And Rainbows is like my favorite album, so thanks for playing.
Yeah, no, and Rainbows is definitely my like. It's for me, it's tied between like In Rainbows and Kid A, and I like fluctuate between the two of them in terms of
me
which
too,
one's my favorite
too.
Radiohead album.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah,
those are the top two, but I love them. My favorite band as well. So, yeah.
Favorite band.
They're up there for
what's
me
your,
for sure.
What's your third favorite band?
My third. Oh, I said they're my favorite band.
You know, but what's your third?
Oh, my third favorite band.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can tell you.
Okay.
Maybe I like. It's more of an album, but I like the album Donuts by J. Dilla a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't listen to enough J. Dilla, honestly. That's always been like, I go to my Spotify and it's always like, albums you would enjoy, and like, Donuts by J. Dilla is always there.
That's nice. It sounds good in the car, and it's got a good story behind it and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, I'd recommend it.
Well, thank you for answering
yeah,
my
thank
question.
Thank you for calling in and everything.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy the show. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Have a nice day.
Henry,
is that you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here still.
Okay, want to introduce our next song?
All right, and I'll introduce our next song. We have some more Smashing Pumpkins, continuing the Smashing Pumpkins from last week. Some more smashing, as I tried to type in because I didn't know what they were.
that was really... Henry tried... Oh, God, we have another caller.
Oh, do we?
Wait, did it stop?
We have another one.
Okay.
So turn it on.
Oh, God, it's a 973 number. I think it's one of mine.
Okay, turn on, and then set.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Is this WMFO Freeform Radio?
This is WMFO Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, that's so exciting. Hi, this is Hannah calling from Michigan.
Hannah?
Oh, my God. Hey, man. What are you doing here?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I thought I would just drop by.
All right. Well, here's a question for you. Who is your third favorite band?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I would probably have to say, just based off, like, the amount that they're played on this show, like, either Car Seat Headrest or, what's Henry's other favorite band?
Starts with a W, ends with a Zer.
Yes, Weezer, sorry.
All right, these are...
I think she's sucking up to us, Henry. I don't know.
It sounds like you have great taste. That's all I'm going to say. It sounds like you just have, like...
I feel like she knows her audience.
It sounds like you just have, like, really, really good taste in music.
Hannah, do you have anything to tell the listeners of Medford?
I do have something to tell the listeners of Medford. I'm going to expose Daniela right now.
Oh, go ahead. Do it.
Yeah, no, this is a good thing. I was coding away in the union at Michigan, which is like a big workspace. She calls me. She's like, go outside. And there's a box of insomnia cookies that she sent to me and my friends, and they were delicious. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you for advertising my acts of charity.
Wow. I thought you were going to expose her for drama, but you just
exposed her. Yeah, I thought you were too.
You just exposed her for being so nice and sweet.
I'm as drama-free as they come, and you know that, both of you.
Uh-huh. Anyway. I'll let the show get back to showing.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for
Thanks
calling
for
in.
Me.
No one else called because we can't get through our set list.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Luna off of Siamese Dream Deluxe Edition. Very nice, pretty song. Thank you.
That was Heavy Focus by Adrian Lanker, the lead singer of Big Thief.
Big Thief.
I always do try to play other Big Thief or Adrian on our shows. It's a gorgeous song. I hope you guys liked. And next up is something that Henry and I are both feeling nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it so much, especially after Passover.
Oh, you know.
The way that we're feeling. So, first of all, you know the radio show. You know the host. You know this whole intro and sketch. It's Weezer. Again, this is for you, Hannah, because you requested it. I realized in terms of Weezer songs, I haven't been playing a lot of Pinkerton, which is their second album following their 1994 debut, the Blue Album. And that's because Pinkerton is a really, really strange, disgusting album.
Oh, so you're playing it today.
So I'm playing it today. Yay. Yeah, it's Pinkerton is basically Rivers Cuomo just like throwing out all of his sexual frustrations about not getting laid or weird obsessions.
This is some incel behavior.
With Asian girls. Or,
oh, God.
There's one song where he's like, he writes about how angry he is that the girl he had a crush on was a lesbian.
Honestly, same.
That's why I haven't been playing enough. But, you know, it's time. And Passover, it's a holiday. It's all about family. It's all about going back.
It's time to let out some of your incel urges.
Yeah, it's time to let out some of your... And when I was back home, you know, I felt this way so much. Because back home with family, it was just like...
You're really drilling in this joke.
Yeah, I'm drilling in this joke. And I'm going to... Before it happens, I'm going to read... We'll have some time for you to think about what the... We'll let the punchline land. Because right now, really quickly... A PSA, we are a community-run radio station, and here are some numbers to think about with Bitcoin energy costs.
Ooh, Bitcoin.
A single Bitcoin transaction.
One Bitcoin consumes
2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates a carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions.
What?
A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s.
I can't even consumption. What does that mean?
I can't even consumption. numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational
I
Radio.
I am going to think about this.
A kilowatt hour in parentheses KWH is the amount of energy a 1,000 watt appliance uses in 1 hour. And all statistics were sourced from https://digiconomist.net/bitcoin-energy-consumption, April 2022.
422. I feel like they can't just be shouting numbers at us and telling us. I don't know. Was this against or for Bitcoin?
It's obviously against Bitcoin.
Oh, it was saying like.
Unless you hate the environment, and then it's for Bitcoin.
Well, I hate women, not the environment.
Oh yeah, me too.
And about that, let's play that Weezer song.
The song is called "Tired of Sex."
Making love come true.
wasted and I'm anxious. I'm fading from myself. Could you call me up? Cause it's been a while.
See?
So we're just going to do a really quick sign-off so that we can get one more song in. Before this song, you heard Drunk by Dijon, and the song was...
This song was Oblivion by Grimes, Elon Musk's former partner. I also think that some of the sound font they use is from Star Fox 64, but that is unconfirmed.
Interesting.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are going to play you out with...
We are going to listen to Bit by a Dead Bee, Part 1 by Foxing. Thank you guys for listening, as always, and have a nice week.